You're listening to A1R Psychic Radio, Earth's number one psychic radio network, and watching Moonstruck TV and Lightning Television. Welcome.
Time for Oracle Buffet with Heather Carmona.
Heather Carmona.
Live from PsychicAstrologyWI.com.
Connect direct. In North America, dial 888-454-2751. In London, 203-519-2158. In Sydney, dial 02-8488-3147. Or online, contact us through our Facebook page, facebook.com/psychicradio.
Or one of our websites,
askoneradio.com or moonstruck.tv.
This is Oracle Buffet
on A1R, the Ask One Radio Network.
Hey, everyone. Bienvenidos a otra edición of Oracle Buffet. Welcome to another edition of the Oracle Buffet. I'm your host, Heather Carmona. Before we take our caller today, I just want to do a little bit of talking here about Aquarius season, the dawning of the age of Aquarius people, at least for the season. But anyway, so if you're an Aquarius or you love an Aquarius, which what's not to love about Aquarius? You know who you Aquarii are that I love. Many of you. Anyway, it's your birthday. We're going to party like it's your birthday. We're going to sip Bacardi like it's your birthday. Because we don't give a crap that it's your birthday. No, I'm kidding. Anyway, so for your birthday readings for the month of your birthday, I do offer a free gift. So if you're interested for yourself or someone else, feel free to reach out on my website, psychicastrologywi.com, book a reading, and then I'll send you that free gift when we do it. Also, a little bit more housekeeping to take care of here before we get on to our reading. I decided to offer the meditation experiment, which is a program that I spent 20 years developing after I had a spiritual awakening as a teenager. Anyway, the meditation experiment is 20 years of research into quantum physics, epigenetics, energy medicine, meditation, access consciousness bars, all these things combined with worldly success, business habits, all that stuff. So it's one program, 15 minutes a day, that's had remarkable results with everyone who's done it. But I decided to combine that with astrology. So I just started this week with my first client. So basically what we do is we do an astrology reading, see where you're at in your chart, see where you're at in your life. And then we take whatever comes from the astrology reading, what you're meant to work on, yada, yada, yada. And we combine it with the meditation experiment. So that way you can use what's in your chart, which is like your life lesson plan. I'm a little bit nervous today. I don't know why. Maybe it's because Mercury's combusted the sky, but that's a whole other story. But anyway, we take that and combine that with astrology, meditation experiment. Anyway, so we give you an action plan, because a lot of what I was hearing from people is that the astrology reading is great and all, but they don't know what to do with that. So with a combination of astrology and the meditation experiment, you get information about yourself and then you get actionable steps. And first person I did this week, amazing results already. So if you want to check that out, send me a message, psychicastrologywi.com. But yeah, that's what we're up to here this week in the life of Heather. In the meantime, we have Josie. Hi, Josie.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fantastic. How about yourself?
I'm doing good, thank you.
All right. Josie, are you in the mood for an Oracle Buffet reading, which is astrology and cards today?
Absolutely, why not?
Awesome, I love to hear that. Can I get your date of birth, please?
March 18, 65.
All right. And can I ask where?
Where was I born?
Yeah.
Oh, in County Kerry in Ireland.
How do you spell the city name?
Kerry.
All right, having trouble finding it here. Pardon me. So, are you just calling for a general reading today, Josie, or?
Yeah, I don't know. I just got a message. I haven't really, done this before, so I'm not sure. What will you do?
Okay. All right. Perfect. Just wasn't sure if you had a general, if you had a question, or you're just kind of going with whatever the universe has in store for you.
Absolutely.
I love it. And do you happen to know what time you were born in Ireland?
I don't. I have no idea.
All right. So, which is fine. We'll work with it here. Okay. All right, we'll see what the universe has to say today. So 3/18/65, correct?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So you are a fiery one, that's for sure. So right now, is there like some sort of change in your love life going on by chance?
My love life?
Mm-hmm.
Not to the no.
Okay. You've got Saturn and Neptune transiting your Venus here. So Venus represents love, luck, art, beauty, money. Anyway, that can indicate some sort of changes coming in through your love life here. Now, just because we don't have the time and not quite sure of a couple of things, I'm just going to focus on some general stuff here. You have a problem saying what you mean. Your heart and your mind go in two different directions. So you might have a tendency to like gloss over things or just not say what you mean. Does that make sense to you?
I don't really think so. I don't know. I don't think so.
Okay.
Maybe sometimes.
Okay. The reason I say that is because your moon and your Mercury are in opposite positions. So what that means is that there's a pull. Moon is the inner world. It's your emotions. It also represents your mom. But anyway, when it's in opposition with Mercury, what we say and what we feel are often two different things. So like there's an inner rub between those two. Like we don't always say what we mean and we don't always mean what we say. It can also mean that you're misunderstood a lot.
Do you mean that I say things to
Go ahead.
Do you mean that I say things like, how would I say it? Like, not to upset people, that I don't tell them everything that's going on.
Exactly. Because your Mercury is in Aries. So Aries is a very independent thinker. It does its own thing. It's kind of fiery. It's kind of bold. But your moon is in Libra, which wants to make everybody happy. So that's where the disconnect comes in. It's like, here's what I really think, but I don't want to say that because I don't want to upset anybody.
Exactly. Yes, I would say that. Yes.
Yep. So that's one of the things that you kind of came to work through in this lifetime is dealing with the balance between what I want and what I think and what other people want, what they want to hear. So there's a tendency to be a little bit of a people pleaser as far as that goes, which is okay. That's just something you're working through right now. Now, as far as your life lesson or life purpose goes, you are meant to be more curious in this lifetime. In the past, what you had a tendency to do, Josie, either earlier in this lifetime, I'm guessing, or the lifetime before this, was you had a tendency to focus too much on the big picture, to philosophize, where you didn't learn some basic skills. You didn't learn like everyday things and you didn't take action. You were more busy gathering information, but not really acting on it. So part of your life lesson has been and is to learn to act on that stuff, to learn to take the information, take the philosophies, and put it into actionable steps. Have you found that to be the case throughout your life?
No, I don't think so.
No? Okay. Your north node is called, it's in Gemini. Your south node is in Sagittarius. So it's been a balance of the big picture versus the small picture. So you obviously migrated, correct?
How do you mean?
You moved to the States?
Did I move to another country?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That's part of that, because Sagittarius is the whole world. Gemini is directly what's going on around us. So siblings, neighbors, those people who are directly around you, meeting those people, dealing with those people, you've had a lot of growth in those areas. And that's where kind of your life purpose or life lesson has been tied to. So if you found it more difficult with your siblings or with your neighbors, if you found you've had challenges throughout your life, then that's why, because that's one of the ways your soul chose to grow in this lifetime. And that's very general, but with the limited time we have, we got to kind of keep it a little bit general. But let's see what else we can talk about here. Do you have any other questions or anything?
I've never done this, so I don't really know what to ask you.
Yeah, no, and that's okay. That's okay. I do see in your chart that you got a square, so or a rectangle, excuse me. So you're like going in four different directions. You seem to get stuck between your moving forward and staying still, and you kind of pulled in four different directions, if that makes sense, because Jupiter's going here, and then your Venus is going here, and then Neptune's down there. So between your ideals and your ambition, like, you kind of start and stop a lot and get stuck, if that makes sense. I'm going to pull a couple cards for you now. All right. What does Josie need to know today? Okay. All right. The Shelter card. How can I be of service? The Shelter card. So how can you be of service? That's one of the things that came up for you. And then, our diversity supports our individual freedoms. While your societies continue to try to dictate and enforce human behavior to please the majority, because of your diversity, it continues to be an uncomfortable struggle that again and again falls of its economic weight. There simply is not enough money in the world to buck the natural currents of individual freedom and independence of thought. So, diversity, that's a big theme in your life, obviously, with what we talked about with moving abroad and things like that. So our diversity supports our individual freedom. So being diverse, being different, that's part of you contributing to society and to the world, is through your diversity. So through being different, through showing your neighbors, siblings, whoever, for example, a different way of doing things, that's part of your soul's purpose in this lifetime.
Okay.
Okay. Yeah, just a general reading, Josie. I apologize. If you want to contact me for a better reading, please feel free to reach outside of this here program. But otherwise, I think we are about out of time here. And I thank you for calling in, Josie. I hope you got something out of this. And I hope you have a great day.
Okay. Thank you so much.